Book 2, Canto 3, The Glory and the Fall of Life, page 127 to 129. Awake with a cry and stir of numberless souls, arisen from the breast of some deep infinite, smiling like a newborn child at love and hope, in her nature housing the immortal's power, in her bosom bearing the eternal will. No guide she needed but her luminous heart. No fall debased the godhead of her steps. No alien night had come to blind her eyes. There was no use for grudging ring or fence. Each act was a perfection and a joy. Abandoned to her rapid fancy's moods and the rich colored riot of her mind, initiate of divine and mighty dreams, magician builder of unnumbered forms, exploring the measures of the rhythms of God, at will she wove her wizard wonder dance. A Dionysian goddess of delight, a Bacchant of creative ecstasy. This world of bliss he saw and felt its call, but found no way to enter into its joy. Across the conscious gulf there was no bridge. A darker air encircled still his soul, tied to an image of unquiet life. In spite of yearning mind and longing sense, to a sad thought by grey experience formed, and a vision dimmed by care and sorrow and sleep, all this seemed only a bright desirable dream, conceived in a longing distance by the heart of one who walks in the shadow of earth pain. Although he once had felt the eternal's clasp, too near to suffering worlds his nature lived, and where he stood were entrances of night. Hardly too close beset by the world's care can the dense mould in which we have been made return sheer joy to joy, pure light to light. For its tormented will to think and live, first to a mingled pain and pleasure woke, and still it keeps the habit of its birth, a dire duality is our way to be. In the crude beginnings of this mortal world, life was not, nor mind's play, nor heart's desire. When earth was built in the unconscious void, and nothing was save a material scene, identified with sea and sky and stone, her young gods yearned for the release of souls, asleep in objects, vague, inanimate. In that desolate grandeur, in that beauty bare, in the deaf stillness, mid the unheeded sounds, heavy was the uncommunicated load of Godhead in a world that had no needs, for none was there to feel or to receive. This solid mass, which brooked no throb of sense, could not contain their vast creative urge. Immersed no more in matter's harmony, the spirit lost its statuesque repose. In the uncaring trance it groped for sight, passioned for the movements of a conscious heart, famishing for speech and thought and joy and love, in the dumb, insensitive, wheeling day and night, hungered for the beat of yearning and response. The poised inconscience shaken with a touch, the intuitive silence trembling with a name, they cried to life to invade the senseless mould, and in brute forms awake divinity. A voice was heard on the mute rolling globe. A murmur moaned in the unlistening void. A being seemed to breathe where once was none. Something pent up in dead insentient depths, denied conscience existence, lost to joy, turned as if one asleep since dateless time. Aware of its own buried reality, remembering its forgotten self and right, it yearned to know, to aspire, to enjoy, to live.